From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Steve Tripoli from Marketplace is here for the very last time. Steve is stepping away from journalism today after 32 years. And so, Steve, we will indulge you just this last time and explore some big picture news stories you want to talk about. Hi, Steve.
Hi there.
Okay, so consider yourself indulged.
Well, you know, we're talking about capitalism and the ways capitalism has been changing a lot. And, you know, this in the last year, I've really been struck by the thinking of three very smart people who are trying to steer that change in capitalism. The first is Muhammad Yunus, the Nobel Peace Prize winner from Bangladesh. He's the creator of microcredit, which gives very poor people tiny loans to start small businesses. Now, Yunus says the next wave of capitalism should be built around what he calls social businesses. These are businesses where fixing global problems is an equal goal with making profits. His insight here is that traditional capitalist theory is wrong. It says profits alone sort out the world's needs, and he says that's demonstrably wrong. Most of humanity isn't being served, and people who wish to turn business to goals beyond profit are still out there, which leads us right to another guy named Mark Friedman, an American.
And he sort of talks about the same thing, right? He talks about social entrepreneurship.
Right. He's been in the news. And, you know, I mention him here because he's kind of proof of what Muhammad Yunus is saying about human motivation. Friedman's organization, Civic Ventures, taps into the second wind of baby boomers once they finish their first careers. And he's finding that lots of them are, in fact, turning their business talents to social goals, just like Muhammad Yunus says they will. And there are many examples of that. I've done stories on them. But I should add here that this type of social entrepreneurship is attracting lots of young people as well.
And who is your third person, your third big thinker?
Well, with all respect to the first two, C.K. Prahalad is a man who may be the most interesting of them all. He's a renowned corporate consultant out of the University of Michigan. He's no fuzzy idealist at all. And he's been arguing forcefully that most of the business world is blowing a giant opportunity by not meeting the needs of the poorest four-fifths of humanity. And he's written about companies worldwide that profit handsomely from doing business with the poor and get social transformation as a bonus. I visited him a while back, and he told me that the challenge of building what he calls more inclusive capitalism is this era's equivalent of the fight against communism after World War II.
We cannot accept poverty and deprivation, just like we could not accept the lack of personal freedoms in a political front. Now what we are talking about is how to get the same freedoms in the economic front. This is a noble goal because people who are interdependent, people who are connected economically, hardly ever go to war.
So, Madeline, let me leave you and our listeners with this. Capitalism will change because it always changes, and because the version we've been using is showing its flaws, but it's the work of our generation to adapt to those challenges. And you know what? If we do it right, it could be a very hopeful thing. So that's kind of exciting.
And what about you, Steve? What's on your horizon?
Well, I want to do some of that work myself, I think, that I've been talking about. And otherwise, I'm just going to try a different life.
Well,
Horticulture is one interest.
Okay, good. Well, we will miss you in this life. That's Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace.